From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New Orleans, a doctor and two nurses have been arrested for allegedly giving lethal injections to four critically ill hospital patients during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The deaths occurred at Memorial Medical Center after that hospital was cut off by floodwaters. At the time, it was uncertain whether the patients could be evacuated. But today, Louisiana Attorney General Charles Foti said these were not mercy killings.
This is not euthanasia. This is a homicide.
NPR's Carrie Kahn was in Baton Rouge today as the Attorney General spelled out his case, and she joins us now. Carrie, what do we know about the doctor and the two nurses, and how were these lethal injections supposedly carried out?
Well, we learned their names today, Dr. Anna Poe and two nurses, Sherry Landry and Lori Boudreau. They all three worked for Memorial Medical Center in New Orleans. Now, the Attorney General's investigation is really centered around the seventh floor of Memorial Hospital, and that was leased to a long-term care facility known as Life Care. The Attorney General today stressed that these three employees did not work for Life Care, yet they took over the patient's care of Life Care. I just want to also say I've spoken to lawyers for the doctor and one of the nurses. They say they will vigorously fight these charges, adamantly deny any wrongdoing, saying that their clients worked under horrendous conditions tirelessly on behalf of their patients.
What can you tell us about the four patients who died and the hospital where the deaths happened?
Memorial Hospital is in the center of New Orleans. Like all the hospitals, after Katrina, power went out, temperature soared inside. There was just terrible conditions. There were no generators. There was no air conditioning, no fans. It was just a terrible scene there. We were just learning about four patients, although there are possibly other patients. But these four, they ranged from ages from 59 to 91. And as I said before, they were on that seventh floor in that long-term care facility. So they were gravely ill patients. And I was going to tell you what we've learned about how these lethal injections were given. And I want to read you some from this affidavit that they handed out to us just a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of the chilling details that they've given us. There are eyewitnesses' accounts of Life Care employees, and they say that they observed Dr. Poe and the two nurses drawing something up from vials into syringes. One witness also said Dr. Poe told them that a decision had been made to administer lethal doses. And one more point that I want to tell you about, reading straight from the affidavit, was Dr. Poe was witnessed, and the two nurses together were witnessed walking in and out of Life Care patient rooms, and they gave instructions to these employees to check on all the Life Care patients and pull the sheets over the heads of those who were now deceased.
Carrie, do we know if the people who've been charged actually dispute the facts of making the injections, or whether they dispute the ethics of what they did? Do you have any idea yet?
Well, as I said, I spoke to the lawyer and two lawyers, and they don't want to go tit for tat. That's what one of Dr. Poe's lawyer told me. He didn't want to go tit for tat on what these witnesses are saying, but he just adamantly denies that there's mm-hmm. any wrongdoing. And they said they were working under horrendous conditions tirelessly for their patients.
Well, today the Attorney General of Louisiana, Charles Foti, accused the doctor and the two nurses of playing God, and we're going to listen out a little bit of what he had to say.
It is not my job or duty to say what the motive was. It is my job and duty to find probable cause that people acted illegally, took steps that committed a homicide, and four people died.
And as you've said, Carrie, there were more than four people who died at Memorial. Is it possible that there might be more charges added to these or more arrests?
That's what Charles Foti said today. He stressed that this is an ongoing investigation, and he says he is expecting more victims to be named and more arrests to be made.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Kahn talking to us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.